Welcome to your daily devotional for November 18th. Your words were found, and I ate them. Jeremiah chapter 15, in verse 16. That verse continues, "And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts." Jeremiah could say like Job, "I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." He found the words of the Lord. And how did Jeremiah find them? He looked for them earnestly. And then the prophet spiritually digested the words of God. The world and its ways and its words can give us spiritual indigestion. But the Bible gives us life and spiritual health. Joy and rejoicing of heart. Jeremiah did not have to look far for the word of the Lord. For the promise is that the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Better than this, the living word, Jesus Christ, God the Son, is near also. The psalmist writes that which may be well applied to the Savior. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Now note what joy it was for Jeremiah to digest divine truth. It was cause for great joy and rejoicing, in spite of the difficult life that the prophet had to lead. Jeremiah was rejected and persecuted by men. But no wonder, men naturally hate the truth and the light, and some will go to any length to shut them down. Despite all this, Jeremiah was okay, because his identity was wrapped up in the final statement of our text, "For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts." What greater blessing can we have than that one? Dear Christian friend, these days are rough. People seem to be bent on more and more evil each day, but God in heaven calls us children by name. Read the scriptures and see if these things be so. Digest the word of God and know the joy that the child of God can experience, which does not depend on earthly circumstances. For if you have trusted in Christ's work for your salvation, then you are his child, called by name, known by, and in the special care of your good Lord.